Welcome back into Press Row here in the Home Rate Mortgage Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Swell Wells Guthrie producing the show. We hope everybody out there is having a fantastic Friday.
Hey, gang, if you need some tools, some trailers, some rentals to help you get the job done right, whether you're moving something around your yard or you've got something at the job site that you need to get from point A to point B, give our friends at Chattanooga Trailer and Rental a call. 423-899-1744, Chattanooga Trailer and Rental. They will help you get the job done right.
Being specific on the Ole Miss situation, Ole Miss had already imposed a loss of 10 scholarships. The NCAA decided Ole Miss will forfeit 13. So they added three more to the 10 that Ole Miss was self-imposing. So not as much of a drastic scholarship situation as the bowl ban, the potential of their rising seniors being poached without penalty. I mean, they can transfer without penalty. All right, Wes Rucker, an hour ago, was up in Knoxville and heard the Beverly Davenport, Philip Fulmer for a while there, got everybody fired up when he talked about Tennessee being able to play with anybody out there. Wes, did it seem like old times? Did it seem like Fulmer at the podium of after a football game?
I don't know. Dave, at some point, it just kind of feels like a dream almost. This has been the kind of week. I'll tell you what kind of week it's been. Late last night, someone suggested to me that something like this could happen today, and I just laughed at him. And I said, come on, it's not going to happen. And I'm never saying that again, ever, because this has been just crazy. It's been a week that I was just talking to Brent Hubbs about it. And between the two of us, I think we got about a half century covering Tennessee, and neither one of us has ever seen anything like it. This week has been, we've seen so much here the past, 15, 20 years, and nothing like this. What a week.
All right, and I guess, because I know you're probably thinking this same thing. I mean, if I covered Tennessee, the question I would love to ask John Curry is why in the world Greg Schiano was so high on your list, and now it looks like that question will never get to be asked, will it?
I mean, I think it might, because this thing could go to court. I think Schiano's going to sue Tennessee, and now I wouldn't be surprised. In fact, I've already heard rumblings that John Curry's going to pursue some legal recourse against Tennessee. So this all could come out in time. You know, I don't know if they'll just settle this and pay money and move on, but it could come out eventually. Now, I think we all know that there was at least a couple of prominent boosters who sort of wanted him to go in that direction, but this thing has turned into Game of Thrones, is what it is, and everybody was kind of trying to climb to the top, and Curry lost.
All right, our Papa John's poll question today that we throw out talks about, do you believe Philip Fulmer undermined John Curry during this search? How would you respond to that?
I don't know that it's a black and white issue. I would probably call it a gray issue. I think that's certainly part of it, but I don't think that's the entire story. I think this whole, people have kind of taken sides on this polarizing issue, just like they have with the Schiano thing and just like they have with Tennessee fans all week and the Dave Doran stuff. So much of this goes back so many years that it's a combination of things, and it's not just one thing here, one thing there. It is a series of things over a decade or more that have just kind of come together and made this kind of stew that it is right now. And, I mean, if it's a yes or no question and I had to pick one, my guess would be yes. But I don't think that's the whole story.
Who would you say of the candidates that have been interviewed that Philip Fulmer might go back, or somebody that hasn't been? I mean, the changing of the AD guard has to benefit some candidates and hurt others. Like, I would think even there has been a faction for Lane Kiffin. I would think that would be over with now, right?
Yes, I'd say that one is deader than a doorknob at this point.
What about some other ones? Who might benefit?
You know, I think if you want to keep this trend going, it's kind of like they're putting the band back together. So I have no, reason to believe this yet, but I would imagine that he would at least call David Cutcliffe, make sure he doesn't want to come back and do it. I would think that if you want to start looking outside the box, I think someone like Kevin Steele could get a look. And the reason I think they might do that is I think you could see an interesting package of Kevin Steele as the head coach, maybe T. Martin is the associate head coach or coach in waiting, and they'll kind of mentor T. and get him ready for the job. But I think what you're seeing here is a clear move from this administration to say this thing was working best when it was all in the family. And I think they want to go back to that. That doesn't mean they're not going to listen to anybody else. Doesn't mean they won't go hire somebody who's outside the family. But it looks to me like a bunch of former players, administrators, coaches got together and said, you know what, we've let them have their turn and look what it's led to. And they want their shot now and they want to take it back. And it's like I was talking to a former administrator, former player also the other day. And the message I got was, you know, if they're going to keep screwing this up, by God, it's going to be one of us screwing up. And that's, you know, it's kind of a joke, but hey, maybe that's the message.
You're listening to Wes Rucker. Does a great job. He's covered Tennessee for years. Used to for the Times Free Press, now with Tennessee's 24/7 site. You're listening to Wes here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Wes, I kind of agree with that thought process, especially that I think that's where they will look first. Is that why we're hearing Kevin Steele's name again?
That is exactly why, Jay. I think that's, you know, it's a guy who is one of their, you know, BFLs, as they love to say. It's their favorite expression in the world now. I think if they're going to start saying it at weddings and stuff, too, like, I now pronounce you man and wife and BFL. I mean, that's kind of what they're doing around here now. And it's fine. Hey, they got their catchphrase. Good for them. But it's, I think that's why you're seeing guys like Steele come back into play. That's why you might hear people talk about a guy like Cutcliffe. I think you're seeing now this is going to be Phil Fulmer's department. Like the first release that he was acting athletic director, no, they fixed that quickly. Like he is the athletic director. This is something he's been prepared for. He can say he wasn't prepared for it, but that's not true. He came into this with a plan. He knows what he wants to do. And I know him, Phil, as long as I've known him, I would say if he thinks someone in the family can do the job, that's where he's going to go.
I got a bunch of these I'd like to get to. In a sentence, what do you think the timeline now is to when a coach will be named?
I think, you know, going by the way coaching searches move in this era, I mean, I would imagine that any time from tomorrow morning on through that next week or so, I think is probably what you're looking at. You know, you're looking at the early signing period is going to be done in or starting, what, like 20 days or so?
Right.
So you're in a situation now where you got to do this thing pretty quick. So, and I don't think you want to be a slave to or beholden to just one recruiting class, one early signing period, but that's maybe 25% or 20% of your roster. So you have to take it seriously because if you get it wrong and you get that class wrong, well, then you're not helping the process. You're delaying it. So, yeah, I mean, they need to do this pretty quickly. And I think now the situation they're in, they almost have to get someone who's got a lot of ties in the SEC because that person's going to know the recruits. That person's going to have relationships with coaches in the area. And that's why, again, I don't want to mention this name to say he's the only candidate, but that's why someone like Steele certainly comes into the picture because he's a great recruiter and always has been.
All right. I took the phrase suspended with pay in definition as defining John Curry's status as legalese of we're trying to figure out if we can fire him with cause and not pay him $5.1 million. Did I read that the same way you did?
Spot on. That is exactly what it is. Because, I mean, it's not like they've already appointed someone to his job.
Right.
So he ain't coming back. So I think what this means in theory is you're fired, and if we can make it for cause, we'll do that. And I think, again, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an expert in any of this. But I would imagine that insubordination is probably the route they'll try to go. That would be the only thing, unless there's some skeletons in that closet that I don't know, which is always possible, I would think insubordination is what they'd try for.
You're listening to Wes Rucker, who does a great job covering Tennessee for Tennessee's 24/7 site. You're listening to Wes on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Wes, there's been so much to discuss throughout this whole thing, as you know, and one of these spinoffs is that you hear that, like, Peyton Manning and T. Martin don't get along. Is that just gossip, or is there a legitimate reason for that?
I mean, I don't think they're going fishing together anytime soon or anything like that, but I don't know that there's anything like animosity there. You know, I could maybe see a situation where, you know, Peyton Manning doesn't know that T. Martin's ready to be a head coach and doesn't want to go that route. But in terms of just not liking him, I've never really gotten that vibe. I mean, I think they're both kind of professionals in the way they go about their business. and they may not have a lot in common. They may not have a lot of mutual interests, but they do share one bond, and they both love Tennessee. And I think they respect that about each other. But I don't, you know, I'll say this much for T. I don't think T's ever really been bitter about how much Peyton is beloved around here. And I don't think that Peyton begrudges T. Martin for being the guy who won the national title. I think some of that might be a little bit manufactured, but yeah, I mean, I think the fact that they're not maybe BFFs like everyone wants them to be kind of lends itself to speculation in that way.
All right, Wes, we love to close with a rapid fire. First thing off the top of the head, ready to play?
Sure.
Mike Leach, case closed.
Sadly, yes.
Yeah.
If you could have a one-on-one sit down where only truthful answers, the person had the Wonder Woman lasso around them, who in this whole ordeal, who would that one-on-one sit down be with?
At Tennessee?
Yes.
Philip Fulmer.
Okay.
Earlier today, there was a report.
Let me change that back.
Okay.
Jim Haslam.
Ooh, that's a good one. Big Jim Haslam's a good one.
All right, earlier today, there was a report that John Curry was not fired. He just had some powers removed, to which Cecil Hurt replied, kind of like Superman 2. Did that make you laugh?
Yes, I laughed a lot at that one. There have been a lot of them over the past week that made me laugh, and that was one of them.
On a percentage scale, if Fulmer gets the right hire on this, this will kind of fade sooner than a lot of people realize, right?
Yes. I would imagine that if they get this hire right, you know, Tennessee football winning is Prozac for this area. You know, it's kind of like Austin, Texas. It's a big market, but relatively speaking, to only have one thing. So if they start winning, then no one will care.
Wes, we've talked about this before. As someone who covers a lot of Georgia, I mean, they've had like one coaching search, and Kirby Smart was the obvious guy right away. Totally different from all the calamities in Tennessee right now that have been going on the last few years. How much sleep do you lose, like, in a week like this?
We're going on probably 4 hours a night tops, I think, this week. So, 15 to 20, I don't know, something like that. It's probably a good bit. I'd say that. There's been a lot of cups of coffee this week.
All right, and you referenced the Game of Thrones. You had that on Twitter. I thought it was great. You referenced Philip Fulmer coming in swinging a chair to some WWE entrance music. What if he had walked in like Clint Eastwood's character in The Outlaw Josie's Wales with a cigar in his mouth and just looked at the crowd and said, "Buzzards got to eat same as worms"?
Yes, that would have been great. I was trying to think of it. Like, I was trying to think of the right movie because it was like one of those movies where you see something tragic happen to this hero at the beginning of the movie, and then they spend the rest of it like, I'm going to grit and claw and bite and scratch my way back, and I'm going to get to the top. And by God, he did it. 9 years to the day after Lane Kiffin was announced as Tennessee's football coach, Bill Fulmer's the athletic director. So kudos to you. You won the Game of Thrones.
And Wes, finally, we've talked about this this week, too. We've talked about a bunch, obviously, regarding Tennessee. But Mike Hamilton, in some circles, is very unpopular in Knoxville. But I know of other I know a lot of people that think Mike Hamilton is a really nice guy and really like Mike Hamilton. What about John Curry? I mean, he's a guy that just seems like when he got hired from K-State, we talked to a couple of K-State writers that were just like, you know, he raises money, but he's not a great people person. Frank Martin, Bill Snyder. What about his legacy and how it will be remembered?
I think in some ways, and I think some of it's fair and some of it's unfair, but you might be remembered as Mike Hamilton's attack dog, kind of. You know, because Mike Hamilton, you're right, Mike Hamilton, say what you will about as an athletic director, one of the finest human beings I've ever come across in this business, just an unbelievably good person. But if you're going to be in a place like Tennessee, you got to be a little ruthless, and I think John Curry was the guy who helped him with some of that stuff. And so I think that's why they made a good team, relatively speaking, and I think Curry will be remembered ultimately a little bit fairly and a little bit unfairly as kind of Mike's attack dog.
Interesting and great stuff as always. Listen, Wes, we know what a busy day and what a busy time this is. We always appreciate you joining us here on Press Row.
No problem, guys. Happy to do it. TFP for life.
All righty, Wes Rucker, 648-1051 is the number. Back with more here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.